save you," he said sadly, as Daniel was thrown into the den of lions. That evening, the king did not sleep even a wink. At first light, he rushed down to the pit. "Daniel," he cried out, more in desperation than hope. "Has your God been able to save you?" There Daniel was, sitting amongst the lions, completely unharmed. Now the king was thrilled, for God had sent an angel to shut the mouths of the lions. "Your God truly is wonderful," said King Darius. He ordered that from then on everyone in the kingdom should respect and honor Daniel's God. As it was for the wicked men who had tricked him, they were thrown into the pit themselves, and this time the lions were ruthless, and God did not save them. Next was in the lion's den. Daniel had an important job in the court of the king of Darius of Persia. He was exiled from Jerusalem, but the king trusted him. The other officials were jealous. They knew Daniel prayed every day, and they came up with a nasty plan. They had the king sign an order stating that for 30 days, anyone asking anything of any god or man except the king should be thrown into a den of lions. Daniel prayed just as he had always done. He would not stop or even hide what he was doing. His enemies rushed to the king and told them. Darius's heart sank, but he could not change the law that they had put into play. "You have been loyal to your God. I hope he can save
come to pass for you in your life.